With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is confident that Republicans can move President Trump's domestic policy agenda despite the narrowest of margins in his chamber.
We're working right now very methodically, carefully to determine what of our priorities we can squeeze into a second reconciliation bill with the idea we'd move that early in the year. And then in addition to that, we've got to codify more and more of what the president has done on the executive branch side. There's 70 executive orders we have now codified and gotten over there, but we have much more to do.
Speaker Johnson on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. The GOP's already narrow majority is down to 2 votes. The gap has shrunk this week following the death of California Congressman Doug LaMalfa, the hospitalization of Indiana's Jim Baird, and the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene. The mayor of Minneapolis says an ICE officer's killing of a motorist was reckless.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there was piling snow on the streets at the time in Minneapolis.
They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle.
DHS has started an immigration enforcement operation in Mayor Jacob Frey's city.
This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed.
Fry says the ICE mission is not about safety.
They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's administration is seeking to assert its control over Venezuelan oil, seizing 2 sanctioned tankers, transporting petroleum, and announcing plans to relax some sanctions so the U.S. can oversee the sale of Venezuela's petroleum worldwide. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 466. This is SRN News. A new analysis of Generation Z and faith.
It comes from Lifeway Research and senior writer Aaron Earls. He says that while there are signs that the youngest American adults are more interested in religion these days, the picture is a conflicting one. He says, quote, while there are some areas of hope, the data also reveals some areas of concern. Young people today are generally less religious than young people in 2007 and 2014, and currently far more young adults are leaving Christianity than joining it. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new analysis of giving in the U.S. finds that it has pretty much remained flat as a percentage of personal disposable income. Giving is holding steady at about 2%. What's changed is where the charity is going. In the early 1990s, about 6% of all giving went to intermediaries, while the rest went directly to churches, ministries, and other groups. This is SRN News. A market rally skidded to a stop.
Stocks pulled back a bit from their records on Wall Street as their strong start to the year slowed down. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 466 points as about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Home builders fell after President Donald Trump suggested moves to prevent large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. Trump said he hopes to make it more affordable for people to buy houses. D.R. Horton fell 3.6%. Crude oil prices fell. Treasury yields swung in the bond market following mixed reports on the U.S. economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says he wants to block large institutional investors from buying houses, saying that a ban would make it easier for younger families to buy their first homes. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.